guitar is an ideal instrument for chamber music, where the sound of acoustic instruments heard without amplification can be savored. Luke Trimble will be bringing his guitar along with an ensemble of chamber players from the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra to an ideal acoustical environment this weekend in a concert of chamber music written to highlight the classical guitar's unique sonorities. And Luke's with us this morning. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
You can get an awful lot out of a nylon string guitar, which most people would think is exists at a certain volume and tonal range, but you can get loud, you can get soft, you can do a lot, can't you?
Yes, you can, and it blends very well with the string family.
Exactly. What I like about chamber music, Luke, is that you're invited to tune in on individual instruments, right?
Yes, and for our concerts this coming weekend, we've got some music for guitar and violin. Mm-hmm. We get to feature just the Rachel Saul and myself, guitar and cello, and then we'll wrap it up with a string quintet.
So that gives you a huge tonal range, too.
You'll get a little bit of everything, yeah. We're going to span a few centuries, and what's nice about this program is the music's written especially for the guitar. When the composer sat down to write this music, he had the guitar in mind to begin with. And there's a lot of nuance and color that the classical guitar can bring to chamber music, and they really accentuate that.
Has the writing of music for classical guitar, has that grown, wrote music specifically for classical guitar, has that expanded in recent decades?
Yes, but barely. I think the classical guitar, we've been trying to stand on our own 2 feet on the concert stage as a soloist for a few decades, going back to Andres Segovia. That was one thing he was really trying to push. And I feel like they've done that. But as far as chamber music goes, it seems like a lot of composers will write maybe one piece or two pieces. A lot of people are writing in, you know, the key of A or the key of D. It seems like
guitar-friendly keys,
and they really haven't pushed the envelope quite as much as I'd like to. Hoping to spotlight, you know, the guitar in this type of environment, and maybe we can get some more music out of it.
Well, in his days of where he really pioneered guitar as a concert instrument, Segovia did a lot of transcriptions of works written for other instruments, right?
He did. He took a lot of Bach cello suites and the lute and things like that. And it really helped expand the guitar, helped it get to the concert stage.
Luke, we've got a little excerpt from your CD to play. Let's play just about a minute or so of that, give an idea of what we're talking about. Now, in that piece, Luke, you and the cello are kind of tossing the melody back and forth, aren't you?
We are, and as great as the cello and guitar sounds together, there's a lot of contrast. On the guitar, you pluck the strings, and it immediately decays. And on the cello and the violin, they have a bow. They have so much sustain.
Yeah.
And getting those very different sounds to complement each other can be challenging. It also can be very rewarding. It's got a really neat sound.
And that's the trick in adapting to the guitar, is knowing that the note is going to be on a downward trajectory as soon as you let it out, right?
Absolutely.
At the same time, bowing allows you to actually have a note grow after you've originated it, which, at least on acoustic guitar, is pretty much impossible.
It is. I wish sometimes I could bow my guitar for that reason, but it's a wonderful blend of sound.
What are the ways in which you sort of humanize a note on the guitar? You know, do you have to put a lot of a kind of a tremble with your fingers to give it that vocal quality? What is it you do with a melody?
The classical guitar is exceptional different from your other acoustic guitars, electric guitars, most notably because we play with our fingernails in our right hand. It's a combination of nail and flesh, and we depress the string and pluck the string in a way that allows us to get a lot of different color mm-hmm. on the guitar, and where you place your right hand on the strings changes the sound dramatically. And that with the nails, you can use the back of the nails for flamenco techniques, and you yeah. can really make it sing because we use our nails like that.
So you can, if you're just touching with the flesh of your finger, that's a warmer sound, but it doesn't jump out quite as much.
You can really make it sing or have a real round tone, we might say.
A lot of options available within what would seem to be a limited environment, but that's the whole idea of studying the instrument.
Right? Yeah, and this group, too, it's a wildly talented group, and I think everybody's got a really wonderful handle on how their instrument's going to play out for this concert.
Well, this is going to be exciting because it's a very good environment for acoustic music as well, the wood-paneled room we've got upstairs.
Absolutely. Huh?
Thanks very much for coming in, Luke. Looking forward to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Luke Trimble and an ensemble of chamber players from the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra will perform a concert of chamber music written especially for guitar Saturday evening and an additional show Sunday, March 6th at 4 p.m. It'll include Luigi Boccherini's quintet for guitar and strings, along with music for guitar and violin by Astor Piazzolla, Hector Villalobos, Terry Riley, and Niccolo Paganini, as well as new music for guitar and cello by Brian Johansson.